your question and interest in our new document. Yes, LBM4 is clearly promoting more risk-based approach, but this should complement existing national regulatory framework. I understand many countries have conventional approach, but as I mentioned in slide, that realistically, take the case of COVID, we should be more flexible. And also, I understand that the same pathogen can be handled in one single laboratory, but that does not necessarily mean that all the procedures will happen in BSL 3 or 4 or whatever. So I think we do believe that there is a value in promoting risk-based approach that looks very much realistic. But the challenge, as you said rightly, is that, you know, risk-based approach means that it's built upon the foundation of local risk assessment. But unfortunately, not all laboratories in the world are already very much familiar and experienced with risk assessment. That's the reason why we are now promoting risk assessment approach and providing some support, templates or apps or whatever that's in our pipeline. That is the real challenge. And when your next question about the development of biosecurity guidance, it's published in 2006, so it's already overdue for the revision. And we have been working very hard on this, but because of the COVID pandemic, I must admit that there is a delay. Nevertheless, we have established a kind of framework, and then most probably we will forge editorial committee for this revision, and then we will accelerate the process for the revision of this biosecurity guidance. We are aiming at including some recent development in biosecurity. Perhaps we once again take a risk-based approach, just like a biosafety manual. That's something we are emphasizing. I would greatly appreciate your understanding and support or suggestions or whatever. That's something we want to share with you. Thanks so much.